False teachers are leading the way for the apostate church, and one of their primary strategies has been to remove the expectation of faithfulness out of the Christian faith. Nevertheless, in spite of man's determination to cheapen the faith, an honest student of the Bible must admit that Scripture is very clear that believers are expected to remain devoted to the Lord throughout the course of their lives. Only those who approach Scripture with the predetermined notion that they are okay will deny this. This inevitably leads to a doctrinal system that waters down the need for obedience and reinforces the delusion that the narrow way can also be broad. One example is the parable of the sower and the seed, found in Matthew chapter 13, Mark chapter 4, and Luke chapter 8. I won't take the time to explain all that is involved with this well-known parable. I will just sum it up by pointing out that there are four soils mentioned, each of which is a metaphor for someone who has heard the word of God. The first person is likened to seed that has fallen along the path, but the devil steals the word right out of his heart, and so he does not come into the faith. The second hearer is the one who receives it with joy, but his faith is only temporary, and when affliction or persecution arises because of the word, immediately he falls away. Matthew chapter 13, verses 20 through 21. The third also receives the word, but the worries of the world and the deceitfulness of riches and the desires for other things enter in and choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful. Mark chapter 4, verse 19. Only the fourth type of hearers are approved. They are the ones who have heard the word in an honest and good heart, and hold it fast, and bear fruit with perseverance. Luke chapter 8, verse 15. The clear inference is that they alone will be saved. Over and over again, using different terms, illustrations, and arguments, Scripture insists that people must remain obedient to God for the duration of their lives in order to be saved in the end.